Buckley is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast for current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 14th, 2014. We're in the third hour. That means we're taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. I apologize for my voice. I've been getting over about a 10-day cold, I believe. I think the cold has morphed into something more than it ever was before, at least for me. But I am at the end of it, so bear with me. But we're going to go to the phones. We've got John in Tennessee on the line. John, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Farron.
You know, good morning.
I've been listening. You've hit on so many topics. It's amazing that you're keeping track of all of this. You know, I called to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, but before I do, China, although they are refusing GMO foods, they're doing some interesting things you may or may not be aware of. They're actually tweaking the DNA of dairy cows, causing them to produce human breast milk. I don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it. They're tweaking the DNA of two male mice to remove a chromosome and actually allow implantation of genetically modified material into a female mouse to become an incubator, and the offspring has the DNA of both the males but none of the female. So they're doing some kind of weird things, too. They may be refusing genetically modified food, but they're playing with DNA and genetics. And I don't see anything good that's going to necessarily come of it. What I do see is like you said with Monsanto, is that they're, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it till I turn purple in the face. It's all about the king's food, Darren. It's all about corrupting mankind and every living creature, fish, birds, people, cats, dogs, farm animals. They want everything corrupted because they have plans and intentions to take us eventually to a post-human state. They want to escape death, and that's what it boils down to. Now, what I was talking about you earlier this morning with in the Middle East is Barack Obama is actually getting ready to approach Iran and some of the other Mid-Eastern states to go help defend the people in Iraq. I find that really, really biblical in proportion. I told you that I think we're seeing Ezekiel chapter 38 where God said that he put hooks in the jaws of the people and brought them to the land. I think they're preparing, and they may not even be aware of it, Farron. They're preparing for the Gog-Magog war.
Let me get your opinion. You know, on that war, I've asked this question, Tex Mars, several guests along the way. I know Bible scholars have a little bit of a discrepancy. Some say Magog is Russia. Some say it's Turkey. What's your interpretation of that?
Well, basically, the biblical understanding for most people is that Gog and Magog are China and Russia. I find it really strange. I think it was in 2008 when George Bush was still president that he actually traveled to Israel, received a scroll from the Sanhedrin and the Temple Institute, and on that scroll, it called George Bush the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. So I find it strange. I think it's possible that Gog, Magog, and Meshach and Tubal, that somehow the United States is in there. I don't think that any one man, I'm not saying that I have it all figured out, but I think that it's very possible that the United States is involved in it. I don't think that we'll know until the time comes. I think that the United States is actually the Revelation 18, Great Babylon. Babylon the Great has fallen. I think we're going to see this nation, something happen. And that brings something else to mind. Breitbart reported that Putin is actually preparing to do something to attack the United States because he believes that the United States is going to be a land that the biblical Antichrist comes out of for the global government. And I've said it before that I think the guy in the White House may be that man. I can't prove it. I don't know how anyone would know with certainty, but he's fitting every criteria, even back to, I've said before that on January 20th, 2009, when he was inaugurated, that every Jew in the world that's an observant Jew was reading Exodus chapter 1, talking about a new king that knew not Joseph. Barack Obama was proclaimed by the people of Cairo when he was running for president as the new King Tut of the world. It's more than coincidental that the vice president's name, or the second in command in this country, whether we like it or not, is named Joseph. I think that God is showing us things. Whether or not we see and believe is up to us. So, for what it's worth, I think if we're in Christ, we're fine. If you're not got your future straightened out, you need to do so because you have not seen anything yet.
Oh, I know I said this last week, and I think everybody and everybody that calls in today, we got Mark in Texas, Lee in Tennessee, Renee in North Carolina coming up, but it's like something inside of you. You feel that this thing is slowly grinding to a head, and you just, I don't know, I think I've met a lot of people in the last couple of weeks that I had no idea they felt the way they did, preparing the way they are, that are seeing what's going on in the news and what's coming on the horizon. I'll give you the last word. Thanks for the phone call, John.
All right. Well, I don't really think it's slowly coming to a head. I don't want to be disagreeing with you. I think it's like a snowball rolling downhill. Every turn picks up diameter, and every time you pick up diameter, you increase speed, and you increase mass, and you increase the force when it hits the bottom of the hill. So, we're in for a ride. It's not a scary time. It's a time we do need to take into consideration what the book has to say about it, what the Bible has to say about it. Don't blow it off. Take it serious. And, make preparations.
Hey, good advice. Thank you so much, John. You have a great day. And yeah, I don't disagree with John either. I mean, some of the headlines, when I read them, I'm just like, wow, you thought you would never see that imprint. We're going to go to Mark in Texas, patiently holding. Mark, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Morning, Farron. Got an opinion for you. I think we could safely say the petrodollar is on the way out. I think it served its purpose. Gives the Federal Reserve a lot of power to increase and decrease the money supply to affect the behavior that they want. Because, oil is kind of important, like the lifeblood of any country or nation. But here's the thing: it's going out of style. It's gone. So, don't you think it would stand to reason that a suitable replacement must be found? You can't have a Federal Reserve running around with no power.
That's
the
true.
The beast must be fed. Now, you focused a lot this morning on seeds.
Yes.
What better way to tie the Federal Reserve note to something important, because it does fit all the criteria, than seeds or agricultural products? Now, we did this real little treaty that the Federal Reserve, I mean, they're bankers, don't you know, so they had to be rewarded after World War II for funding all that. So they said, well, let's just do all our oil transactions in dollars. Well, that was their little, you know.
Hold that thought for me, Mark. Hold that thought. We'll hold you through the break. That's interesting. Hadn't thought about it from that perspective. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Mark in Texas. Back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. I've got Mark in Texas. And it reminds me, Mark, you know, you hear kind of different versions, but FDR, the Emergency Banking Act 1933, when he made it illegal for people to have gold, a lot of people consider that the people are the collateral for the currency. I don't know if I fully believe that or not, but the currency that the Federal Reserve issues seems like it's just debt-bearing in origin, backed by nothing. But you're saying that it'll step off the petrodollar and be the backing of it will actually be its agricultural purchasing power, or I know that the break interrupted you. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
I agree with you, but doesn't it stand to reason, too, though, that the people used to be what supposedly backed the dollar, but nowadays everything's becoming robotic. So that kind of removes us from the equation somewhat. But yeah, instead of a petrodollar, it'll be a Miracle-Gro dollar or something. So they'll come up with a name for it. But these leaders of all these nations, these psychopathic idiots, I don't think we can talk them out of a world war. Now, to how expansive this war gets, it's anybody's guess, but we can't talk them out of it because I think they've done talked themselves into it. I truly believe they have.
You know, you never hear any discussion of trying to give peace a chance or a real discussion of how we could come together and avoid such wars. In fact, our country seems to be the first one to march in to, we need to be the world policeman, we need to start a war to save the peace, we're here for humanitarian reasons, but we're going to kill a whole bunch of civilians. It's just amazing.
Got to keep spreading that democracy. No, but they got to find a substitute. And if you look, in order for a substitute for the petrol dollar to be effective, it's the item or the whatever has to be fairly widespread. Well, I think that's why they're going around with these super seeds and forcing them onto these countries either with the barrel of a gun or a briefcase full of money to the head of the nation.
Well, that's true. There's obviously a concerted effort to try to force seeds on countries that won't reproduce. And then, you know, if you control their food supply or their lack thereof of a food supply, they're on their knees. You know, if you haven't ate in about 4 days and you're used to eating three meals a day, you don't feel a whole lot like fighting.
And if you have to trade all your food production commodities, whatever, in Federal Reserve notes, and they decrease the money supply, my God, that's better than sanctions.
That's interesting. Well, let me ask you this question. I've wondered if they're going to tank the dollar, if the goal was, you know, they're stepped ahead of us. It's all by design. They know where they're taking it. We don't know. We just are kind of trying to guess and follow. But I've wondered if they were going to tank the dollar to bring about a complete world depression, I mean a big one, and then come back, and that'll be the problem. The reaction of the people will be, do something, do anything, we'll accept anything, and then the solution will be some type of global, maybe even digital currency, so that we get rid of all these different currencies that different countries use. Your thoughts on that?
I think you're exactly right, but they could either tank the dollar to get the folks to say, you know, we'll do anything, or a world war accomplishes the same outcome.
Interesting. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's all I got to say. Like, it might sound a little off the wall, but something's got to be in the works to fit the criteria to replace the petrodollar with something else. These folks have.
Now, I would. They've got a plan. And they're taking the dollar. You can see, we can just watch it unfold, especially with what we've seen coming out of China and Russia. But they've got a plan, but where they're going to take us sometimes, you know, it's hard to get. But your guess is just as good as anyone's, and that was interesting.
Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark. We're going to go to Lee in Tennessee. Then we've got Renee, North Carolina, Ronnie, North Carolina, Mark in Philly. Lee, how you doing today, sir?
Oh, Farron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, according to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, he writes with News Reviews, and he's on a lot of talk shows. The global elite want a one world currency by 2018 and 2019. And maybe all this fighting with the Russians, you know, is about getting us into a one world currency. And, I think, you know, and the globalists are always 10 steps ahead of us. This has all been pre-planned, you know, all this fighting in Iraq now, you know, this has all been pre-planned. And it's, you know, it's very unfortunate. And if people want to know about the real FDR, he was a puppet for Wall Street. He was duplicitous. You could download my exploited father-in-law. It was written by his son-in-law. I don't have the guy's name. I think it's D-A-L-L. My exploited father-in-law. And for the Alex Jones gatekeeping report, he's pushing the drug report in WarNet daily, so they must be gatekeepers, too. In the fourth quarter, they'll be gatekeepers. And according to Glenn Kennedy, who's with Veterans Today, Drudge Report knew about chemtrails about 15 years ago and didn't report on it. So, and also, Facebook is not letting Glenn Kennedy add friends. So if you want to befriend Glenn Kennedy, C-A-N-A-D-Y, you're free to do it. I know they're not perfect, but, Alex Jones needs to get an Academy Award for being a heartfelt, gatekeeper, but he is waking up a lot of people. So maybe he's waking up so many people, we can think for ourselves and outflank, the gatekeepers like Alex Jones. So I just want to let everybody know to get, get educated and stuff like that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not popular to say the things that you just said, but I do agree with you, and I think more and more people are waking up to those facts, that there's not one source of news in the alternative media, and that people need to turn on to. They're doing a great job at Republic Broadcasting with their website. There's a lot of news and information right there. It's updated constantly, and there's more out there than just one to take a look at to get the information out. So, and you're doing a great job too, Lee. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all. Everybody keep up. Do study for yourself and get a lot of new sources. Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. And I'd like to back that up. If you listen to a broadcast like this and you question the information, that's fine. Look it up for yourself. You have to spend time. I'll guarantee you all these people that's just called, John, Mark, and Lee, they have spent not just hours, but thousands of hours researching, reading, and looking into things for themselves. Don't agree with me because I say it or disagree because I say it. Look into it for yourself. It's the most important thing you can do. And then share it with your friends and family. And everybody be someone that's waking up people. Everyone go out there and make a difference and try to get people to understand that the mainstream media is a liar and the corporations and the banks are running the politicians. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I really am getting sick of the government referring to people who are really anti-corrupt government as being anti-government. I'd say the majority...
Hold that thought for me, Renee. We're coming up on a break. And I agree. We'll listen to that. On the other side, we've got Renee in North Carolina, Ronnie in North Carolina, Mark in Philly, Michael in New York, coming up.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thewaymanagement.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're back on the alternative media. I was just looking at the Daily Mail UK. The IRS claims it's lost over 2 years worth of emails from embattled former IRS official Lois Lerner, and that's after more than a year after the subpoena to get them. We're going to go back to the phones. I've got a lot of people on hold. I'm going to ask everybody to work with me so I can give everybody some time. Renee in North Carolina, you were saying that you're sick of the government calling the people that are anti-corruption the problem, and that's a mouthful. I couldn't agree more.
Exactly. They completely turn it around to demonize us. You know, I feel like it's them. They're anti-American citizen. They have completely twisted around. Nothing would make me happier if those yes men bureaucrats and people in government, when I call to get them to just do the job that they say that they are there to do, and I was getting great service. Just think how much fun the radio program to be. I could call in and go, I called such and such an agency today, and I met the most wonderful person, and they were so polite, and they're doing their job. Listen, I would feel like a Catholic that just finally made it out of purgatory and gotten to heaven. Okay, so the thing is, and I was so glad, I finally felt like I was getting some help on this area. I heard a host ask Jim Mars, who I think is one of the brighter bulbs, who does he fear the most? And he said the average minion or bureaucrat and middle America who is addicted to the system. Now, those in general are never the people mentioned on this genre. You know, it's the brown people or the women or the Pope or whatever. The thing is, but many of the people who are oppressing us are yes men, because the ruling elite have no power because they don't go do their own dirty work. They have absolutely no power without the yes men who will carry out their orders against us. I tell you what, and I would love to be able to love and respect them. Nothing would make my day and make me happier. I'm sure it'd make you very happy too. But they don't serve us, and they treat us like we're the enemy, and they don't do their job, and they lie to us. Like I say, wouldn't you love to have a program where we could get up here and we could praise and say, oh, this is just great? I mean, I'm sure you'd love it, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But no matter what branch of government you have to tend to deal with, you know, if you're really needing some information or really needing someone to do something, I mean, you know, it's just, well, just the death of someone, like when my father passed away and having to deal with all the different places you got to get the death certificate and all the different stuff you got to get straight with everybody concerned everywhere. It's just a wade through the nightmare.
Well, that's just it. The bureaucracy is just horrible. And like I say, and you know, people complain about the DMV. Give me a break. Hell is our legal system. And then people go, and you know, I hear these people all the time, these patrons say, oh, well, you know, just withdraw from the system. Just stay out of it. It's almost like pretend they not exist. I got news for you, buddy. You may get yanked into there no matter how much you try to stay away from the system. They're always trying to somehow get you into it so they can jerk you around. That's easier said than done, to just be able to stay away from them.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's the whole movement where, you know, you don't have to do anything. You're a sovereign citizen. But I've never figured out how do you own property. Do you got the property tax issue? If you get a ticket, the court system. I mean, if you don't play a little bit by the rules, they're going to answer for that, and they will stick it to you. And then the thing too about the court system, if you've got a legitimate situation, and then they grind it out through years in court.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I try to stay as far from that as I can. I got a couple minutes. They're yours. Then we're going to go to Ronnie in North Carolina. Patiently hold him.
Well, we're on the same page about this. We agree. These people that are just saying, oh, well, just stay out of the system, stay away from them, it's like are being naive. They will grab you by the neck and pull you in the system. Like I say, sometimes you have to use the legal system. And the thing is, and that's what it's there for, and we should be able to use it. And any and everyone, despite their financial situation, be able to use it. And they should be able to be treated fairly and honestly. But the thing is, that's not the situation at all. It is probably the most corrupt institution, and therefore because the, quote, justice system is corrupt, that allows for all the other corruption. So when you're talking about who is the problem, to me, they're at the top of the pyramid.
And, you know, if you try to have to run a business, you have to have a big liability insurance policy in case somebody falls down your steps, even though you built them to the code, and then they can grind you out through court, costing you thousands of dollars. It's just unreal. All right, we're going to Ronnie in North Carolina. Thanks for holding, Ronnie. How you doing?
Better also. I just wanted to touch on something that John had said and I had said last week back when I started my campaign against Monsanto. Some of my beekeeper friends here were saying they were losing the bees, so I was looking up the bees and DNA of bees and ended up on back on Monsanto. But Monsanto says, don't worry about the bees. We don't need the bees because we can remanufacture their DNA, so don't worry about the bees. Well, one thing went into another, and all you have to do is look up Monsanto bees DNA, and you will come across where it says human DNA. And John is exactly right. They're getting ready to alter, or they're trying. They're looking into it. What they want to do, and it reads as such, to reproduce humans and soldiers. Right along the avenue of the movie Avatar, where they don't get tired, they don't have to eat, drink, sleep. All they do is they're mission controlled, and that's exactly what they will do until they are either shot or they drop.
And, you know, Ronnie, this, if someone was just listening, they might think that sounds crazy, but if you look into what they've already done with spider goats, if you look into some of the Frankenstein experiments that they acknowledge that they've done, two heads on one dog, that's decades ago, two heads on one dog, decades ago. A lot of people aren't aware of that. And then what they're telling us they are doing, can your mind even imagine how far advanced they are with this, with what they're not telling us they're doing?
Oh, exactly. You know, and other than you and your wife and my husband, there's only a few other people I can actually get to listen and look it up. And once they look it up, they call me back and they go, oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah, now they're playing God. Exactly. So,
well, you know,
that's our future. That's our kids' future, to be controlled totally.
And when you wrap that up in the nutshell of what they've already done with Terminator Siege, what they've already done to other countries, destroying their legitimate seed-bearing crops, when you wrap that up and put it in the nutshell with what they've already done to this society with fluoridation, and we accept it, and I mean, you can't even explain to the neighborhood buffoon how fluoride works and them believe you. And then you try to get into this, and, of course, they disbelieve you. But when you put the whole enchilada together and you're standing there and you're looking at the big puzzle, the big picture, when all the pieces of the puzzle are in place, it's terrifying where they're taking the future of our children. You're exactly right. And for me, for one, it boggles my mind that there's, one, so few people that understand it or will look into it, and two, that there's so few people that are outraged that we are just destroying the future for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Your thoughts?
Well, I know you've heard me say it before, and it's really true. Back in the 60s, when Khrushchev was on that podium, he took his shoe up and pounded the podium and said, you will be your own demise. And guess what, folks? The old boy was right.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
United we must stand. I love y'all. Thank you for your good job.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to be coming up on a break. We've got Mark in Philly, Michael in New York, Fred and I. We're going to try to give everyone some time. Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Okay, so...
break's going to get you.
I can hold. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Brick's not here yet. Go ahead, but it's going to come, and I'll hold you through it.
Okay. The evidence we should have in front of us is Vietnam. I just watched, again, the movie with Mel Gibson, We Were Soldiers, and I encourage people to watch that. And that's a true story.
Yeah. Hold that thought for me, Mark. It's here. I'll hold you through the break. We'll get it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Mark and Philly, back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the alternative media, taking your phone calls for the last segment of the broadcast. We have got Mark in Philly. Mark, go ahead. I know the break got you right at the very beginning. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure. So if the writing wasn't on the wall during Vietnam, it sure as heck should be on the wall now and clear as day, and it's in bright red, the color of human blood. And We Were Soldiers is a very good example of how the higher-ups knew exactly what they were sending these guys into battle. It was a massacre, and it was going to be a massacre, and they were going to use our boys, our men, our young men and boys, or young boys and or whatever, as sacrificial lambs to get a news reel out of it, so then they could get the American public to go along with it to go after those little communists, you know. So now what gets me is that the leadership at that time, the high-up leadership, have either retired or died off. Now we're replaced with middle leadership, and now middle leadership or lower-level leadership are still in the military ranks. Anybody living in America who sends their sons and daughters in the military, they're idiots. They're absolutely idiots, because if you don't see the writing on the wall that this is evil, 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 and now we have how many countless stories do we have to hear? How many generations do we have to hear about veterans returning and the VA system not even taking care of them? And then George Bush Sr. was a war hero, right? I thought he would have taken care of the veterans back in his time when he was the president. Hell no, he didn't take care of them. Okay, this is evil. This is evil. It's by design, and they want to destroy humanity, not just America, but humanity. And we've got to stand up and wake up. The challenge is that very thing, getting people to wake up. At what point, and how much pain do we have to experience before we wake up and say, wait a minute, do we have to experience this pain? Can it be better? You know, so it's just outrageous. It's really outrageous. So it's got me stirred up to the cord. But I was onto this 20 years ago, but trying to get your fellow white person to go along with it, they were comfortably numb by design, and you know, they wouldn't hear of it. So
Mark, you reminded me, you say you were on this 20 years ago. There's a lot of evidence that you can point to. You can point to the Northwoods documents. You can point to the Gulf of Tonkin hoax. You can explain to someone about the USS Liberty. And then I am 100% with you here. We've seen it time and time again. I'm 47. You see the veterans, you know, the TV, it's all glorify the warrior while the war is going on, while they're using our young people for their cannon fodder. And then when they return and you see the images, or you run into them places, I've seen them with no leg from the knee down or whatever, and then the very ones that made them all these promises are too sorry to honor and keep the promises to our brother and sister Americans, and right. Yet they continue this same cycle. I, for one, on this broadcast, try to say it every week, don't join the military. There's been a lot of young people that I've influenced that were going in the military, you know, 17-year-old, 16-year-old kids, and I'd sit down and have heart-to-hearts with them, and I'd have to do it over and over and over and finally convince them, show them, give them DVDs, blah, 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 to not go down this path. I'll give you the last word, Mark. I want to get Mike and Fran a couple minutes.
Okay, so Farron, what really needs to show up is the spirit warrior, because that we are fighting, you know, evil spirits. We really are. Because whoever's behind this, I can't believe it's just humans. I think there's some evil forces behind the higher oligarchs and whoever's the evil ones that are trying to run us, you know, ruin humanity and redesign us into robots and all kinds of crap. So we got to wake up, people, and trust your, you know, support your family, support your community, and say no to bureaucrats at every level. Thank you, Renee, for speaking up about those bureaucrats at the local level. What have they compromised their soulfulness and their humanity? We got to wake up and say no to them. Thank you. Thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Michael in New York, patiently holding. Michael, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Doing well, sir. You know, I mean, look, just extend that to the modern, to the present, where we're fighting communism in the past, Korean, Vietnam War, supposedly, to stop it. And now we build up Red China over the last 20 years to be a superpower. I mean, hello? And we're told by the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obama that they're allies now, or we're friends at least, right? And Bush, by the way, was no war hero. He ejected and crashed his plane and ejected, killing the other pilots on that plane, and was rescued by a submarine in the Pacific. Boy, good thing a submarine just happened to be in that location. And you know, to think the Bushes are American, let alone war heroes, boy. But it all comes down to the United Nations. This is what it's all about. That's what all these wars have been about. And with the Federal Reserve no longer being the international trade currency, it's all by design. These Zionist Jewish bankers, the Rockefeller cabal that built up the Red Chinese, and then they get them to the point where they have a surging economy, and along with Russia at the same time, we're building them up too. And then we're provoking them. We force China to buy toxic debt from the United States Treasury. They don't want that anymore. They realize that's nowhere to invest. So they're forcing them to go off the Federal Reserve note dollar. It's all by design. To steer it towards a one-world economy, it's all by design. It's very obvious. And that way, the United Nations can then reign supreme over the entire globe. This is what it's all about. That's the big picture. And they will probably create a war also to bring it about, because there's going to be a heck of a depression coming around the corner. And once that happens, they've always launched a world war, because you've got millions of ticked off starving people. They can't let them figure out who's behind it. Obama, the turd in Washington, along with the turds in Congress and Senate, all the traitors, foreign agents, etc., and these Jew bankers. So they can't let them ever discover that. So they got to cause a world war and bring everybody to crippling conditions, so that they can step in as the heroes, the saviors, and say, here's the fix, one world currency, whether it's electronic or not, and one world government system. Here's what you can and can't do, people. And when they're desperate, they will accept that. And this is the strategy. This is how it's all being played out. And so it's all by design. They're forcing Russia and China to break away from the Federal Reserve note, while they tell us here, we'll keep that Federal Reserve note strong no matter what. We plan on keeping that number one. That's all BS.
Oh, I think you're 100%. I think you're 100% correct. And you know, once you start looking into this, and it starts to show itself how it's all by design. You and several others today have said that, and it's exactly the truth. This, they are taking us where they want us to go. The reason Iraq is a terrible mess is that's what they want it to be. And once you come to grips with that fact, it just opens your eyes to how this whole shebang unfolds. And it's doing it. And I'm with you, Michael. I don't think it's going to be as long as it has been, because things really, you know, they tanked the economy right on the end of Bush's presidency. And we've got a little over 2 years left on Obama's. So I think, and this is my personal opinion, don't have anything really to back it up, but my gut, I think we're going to see the majority of this unfold in the next 2 years. Your opinion?
No question about it. The clock of borrowed time is already running out. It could have happened 10, 15 years ago, as many were forecasting, but they prolonged it and made it more gradual, as they could position and get everything in perfect position for them to feel confident that they're going to launch this global one world government system. So yes, sir, there's not much time left at all. And they had to build up Red China and Russia, because they, without an enemy that can really attack us and defeat us, there wouldn't be a war. And at the same time, look how they dismantled us while they built them up. We are totally dismantled. We're the country intended to lose the next world war. And last, sir, real quick, with the Monsanto genetic modified organisms, etc. Yes, they're undermining nature. They're begging. Now we're begging for God to wipe us out. This is just another major cycle of history repeating itself. This is how it was in Noah's time prior to the flood. And now, instead of water, it will be fire.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for the phone call. Sorry we didn't get to Fred in Iowa. I apologize. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first.
And God help us all.